Our dry and warm temperature pattern continues. Today will be the 13th straight day without significant rainfall, in many cases without any measurable rainfall across Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. It'll be 2 weeks tomorrow. It is 2 weeks tomorrow since we've had some widespread rain. And there's not any in the immediate future, though an isolated brief inland shower or weak thunderstorm could develop with the sea breeze pushing inland the next few days. Coverage will be well less than 20% of the area, and in most cases there won't be any at all. And at the beaches, it certainly stays dry. Our best chance for any rain appears to be about Monday, when we have a little front that's going to sneak down the coast and into our area, and it looks like it will heighten the shower and storm chances a bit for Monday. So that's our best hope, and it doesn't look like a pattern change by any stretch of the imagination, so we'd go back to dry weather for much of next week. So here's rooting for that front on Monday from a rainfall standpoint. Otherwise, it's pretty nice. The temperatures are warmer than average, but not extreme. The humidity isn't sky high, so that helps us out. Feel like temperatures very near the air temperature, which will top out this afternoon near 85. The beaches will drop into the mid to upper 70s by late in the day with the sea breeze. Likewise for tomorrow, a little bit warmer over the weekend, approaching 90 degrees Saturday and Sunday before that front moves in on Monday. In the Burris blog, a new post about an astronomical smiley face that'll be visible early Friday morning. Kind of, anyway. It's going to be sideways. I explained it in the Burris blog. Hurricane stories that I've been working on the last couple of days. Spent some time Monday and Tuesday on the west coast of Florida. You'll be seeing that information in those stories in the coming weeks as we approach the 2025 hurricane season. The Purple Stride, the race for pancreatic cancer walk and race, is Saturday morning at Treaty Oak Park, downtown Jacksonville. As I have been for many years, I'll be the MC, so you can come along. You can support in any way you can, be it a walk, a run, just showing up. Some financial support would be awesome. All the money going to Pancreatic Northeast Cancer, or Jacksonville Pancreatic Action Network, and really some important work going on with the loss of some government funding this year and in recent months, especially important right now. So you can check it out in the Burris blog at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. And also our sunset now, 8 o'clock in the evening, 8 o'clock or later sunset now for the next several months, all the way through July and into a good part of August. With OU weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burris from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.